Welcome back. You're here with More Than Money on QR Calgary. We've talked a lot this year about capital gains and the changes in capital gains. And there's a difference between both personal investing and corporate investing. Now, especially if you have both a corporation and a personal account, you want to stick around because we spoke to the Managing Director of Tax and Estate Planning with CIBC Private Wealth Management, Jamie Golombek, about this issue. And here's what he has to say. We're here with Jamie Golombek, Managing Director, Tax and Estate Planning at CIBC. Jamie, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me back.
Jamie, there's been a lot going on tax-wise changes this year. You know, there was changes to capital gains inclusion rate. They became effective June 25th this year. Can you give listeners just a brief explanation of how corporations have been impacted by those?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest change and the biggest surprise to many people is there's now a significant difference between how an individual reports a capital gain and how a corporation will be taxed on a capital gain post June 24th. So as of June 25th, the new inclusion rate has gone from 50% to two-thirds. But for individuals, the first $250,000 of annual gains per person is still at a 50% inclusion rate. But if your gains are held in a corporation, that corporation doesn't get to take advantage of the lower rate on the first $250,000, meaning that that first dollar of capital gain is now taxed at a two-thirds inclusion rate from dollar one if that gain is inside of a corporation.
Now, Jamie, you recently wrote an article about this and gave two choices, given the change you've just explained to business owners. Can you just give us a rundown of what those two choices are?
Well, I mean, really, at the end of the day, if you have a business, and that could be an operating business, or that could be a professional corporation, doctor, dentist, lawyer who runs their practice through a corporation, and you earn business income after you pay your expenses, you have net corporate income. And you have a choice. You can either take that corporate income, pay tax on it in the corporation and leave it there, and then invest it inside the corporation. Or you have another option, which is to pay out the corporate income either as a salary or have it taxed at the low rate and pay it out as a dividend. And then you take that dividend personally. If you don't spend it, you have a choice to invest it. So the question then becomes, should you invest corporately, where all future gains are only are taxed at a two-thirds inclusion rate, or should you take the money out as soon as possible and invest personally, where the capital gains are only taxed at a 50% inclusion rate? That's the dilemma.
All right. And I know there's, you know, from a tax perspective, everybody should seek proper tax advice given their situation. But any rules of thumb that you can comment on with respect to what most people should be doing? What is your analysis conclude is right for most?
Yeah, again, I think if you've got a portfolio, which you're an equity investor, and you hope to earn capital gains, and it's going to be sort of long-term deferred gains, our analysis clearly shows that no matter what rate of return, and no matter what period of time, you're better off leaving it in the corporation. Our report was titled, Just Leave It. And the concept there is because you have more starting capital. Take an example of someone with $10,000. If the small business rate on average in Canada is called 12%, so on $10,000 at 12%, you'd have $8,800 left. Your choice is either to leave it in the company and invest $8,800 for the next 5, 10, 20 years. Or you could take the $8,800 out as a dividend, pay your dividend tax, get your dividend tax credit. And again, depending on the province, you'd net personally, you know, about $4,700. So do you want $4,700 as your starting capital or do you want $8,800 as your starting capital? And our mathematics shows that, of course, you're always better having almost twice as much more money. Because even though at the end of the day, your capital gains tax will be higher, corporately, you have so much more starting capital, and our calculations approximately 90% more starting capital, that you're never ever going to make up the money personally, even with a lower capital gains rate. So our general advice, and again, things differ if you're not always at the top tax rate and you can do income splitting. There's all kinds of other things that we talk about in our report. But I would say for the most part, people shouldn't worry about having those gains taxed at a higher rate. Yeah, you're still worse off than before June 25th, but you're better off assuming that you've got that initial deferral advantage. In other words, the fact is that you've earned operating company income in that corporation. The fact that you can leave it in there, you're looking, depending on the province, around a 40% deferral opportunity. And that's really the opportunity that we're talking about here, the opportunity to leave the money in the company and invest it. And even though you're paying a capital gains inclusion rate at 2/3, you're better off than take the money out, paying the personal tax, and then investing it despite the 50% inclusion rate on the first $250,000 a year.
Jamie, I want to thank you for clarifying that. I don't think you could be any clearer than you actually were on that point. That's been fantastic. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. We've been joined by Jamie Goldenbeck, who is the Managing Director of Tax and Estate Planning at CIBC. You know, Rob, taxes are such, I mean, it's a math calculation. Jamie just went through a math calculation with us. But the fact of the matter is for so many people, it's such an emotional reaction that they have, right? So, you know, I love that JB said you could take it out and have half the money. And if you invest half the money, you're going to get less on it, you know, at the end of the day than if you pay a higher tax. And that'll still, of course, rub people the wrong way. Taxes have gone up, paying more. Business owners are paying more. And quite frankly, it's different than if you held it personally. But that doesn't mean you should be taking it out of the corporation, right, and doing yourself that disservice. So I think we have to remind people that you got to strip out the emotion of these things. You have to look at the hard facts, right? Yep. What the math tells us. And then you've got to behave rationally in what's in the best long-term interests of the investor.
I think it's a long-term interest too, right? Because we have conversations about what tax could do down the road. And there's obviously, you know, the conversation of, hey, maybe the next government takes this off, right?
So- well, and that's the other thing. Like taxes change all the time, right? We have seen capital gains taxes as high as a 75% inclusion rate in the past. So we're not in unprecedented territory with this. Again, I understand how it feels, but things can and do change all the time. So we've got to be careful about making sort of those, as I said, the emotional decisions, thinking that it's, you know, it's a one-way transaction all the time, that nothing can change. So, and that, you know, that's not just about tax, right? I think, and not just about corporate tax, it's personal tax, it's all of it. But I think it's a reasonable conclusion for the whole idea of retirement is, you know, when people think about retirement, what they think about initially is not often the same as what they think about when they're 5 years in, which changes again when they're 10 years in, right? So there's this notion that things are dynamic in that, in the whole experience of retirement, not just in the tax component of retirement, right?
Oh my God, it's huge. I think you nailed it on the head there. It's not, it's where money's come from. I think people, you know, in their working careers, their tax comes off at source, and they don't really think about it,
right?
Right?
Right.
In retirement, that's it's incredibly different.
Yeah. Well, you have to do some planning. And that's a good point. Is despite the fact that there's some been some math done here, there's lots of other things that you can do from a strategy perspective. Right. Depending on what your family's goals and objectives are in retirement, to minimize the tax load, whether you have a business or personal, right, both in your lifetime you know, and on passing. But I think we should remind people: tax in Canada, you trigger tax sort of at three points in your life,
right?
Right, when you make money,
yeah.
When you take money, could be take money out of a corporation or a registered account, and when you pass away. So make sure you're applying the three D's of tax planning around those points. Deduct, divide, defer around those 3 points, and it gives you 9 different opportunities to try to reduce tax. None of us live on pre-tax income. We all live on after-tax income, and a proper tax strategy is an important piece of the overall retirement planning. Join us at our next seminar to talk about that and how it integrates into your full wealth plan. We'll be holding the seminar Tuesday, December the 3rd, 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook to register. Will the upcoming election in the U.S. impact your retirement or your portfolio? Join us after the break. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.